Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Heavenly Father, how we thy kingdom and thy will be done here on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Heavenly Father, we have many requests here today, both that have been spoken and both that have been kept in time. Continue to grace us with understanding. Look after these people that need to be looked after. Elijah, Joe, Lopez, my son, my daughters. Look after them, care after them. Continue to show them light and to give them light. Take care of each one of us here today. Give us enlightenment and wisdom. In your son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Do we know where we're at this week? Two. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot and vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and rule. Rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds and pieces, and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in distress. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possessions. You shall break them with the rod of iron. You shall dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Save the Lord in fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and perish in the way where wrath is keen but a little. Blessed are those who put trust in him." Several things here is very interesting is that David's telling us about the fact that rulers will get together. And they have come together many times against the Lord. And they've lost every time. And they take counsel because they feel that they're stronger and better than us. But he also says that he goes to the hill of Zion. And he praises the Lord. And God turns around and has declared all of us to be his begotten son, and we will inherit the earth. But the other people will suffer and will have hairy wrath upon them for this. And to me, it seems like many people just don't see what we see. They just are blinded and lost. And I think that it's a blessing when you read and you understand. And God has opened our eyes to see this. But hopefully, this day will come soon. And it probably will. But the nations will have to learn. And we need to be out there teaching them and instructing them in the ways of the Lord. This is what I believe that we should do. Is there any questions? Okay. Why don't we get started with the Bible verses? We'll just go around this way.
All the other ones told the king that Mark and Jennifer. They're all alone, and I came hanging down to the statue. And the king told them to knee down, but they didn't. So the king started. So the king threw them into a pit. Fire pit.
Is that everybody? Okay, for next week's lesson, boys, I'd like you to turn around and I'd like you to find verses on people that mocked God or God's people and what happened to them. Okay? Older boys, I would like you to give instances where you were mocked for believing and standing your ground in Christ and God. Do the larger boys have anything this week? Boys, you're dismissed.